Commentary: The Cynical Exploitation of the Obama Children. By John David Kahn on March 26, 2013. Many on the right are being critical of the Obamas for sending their daughters to a plush resort for spring break while sequester cuts have left thousands of American children unable to visit the White House due to exorbitant Secret Service fees. These critics are missing the point. This is not a case of hypocrisy or tone deafness. This is far more cynical, far more subversive. This goes to the exploitation of the first daughters by none other than their own mother. This mid-recession, lavish vacation is not a vacation at all. It's a front, a dog whistle that can be heard just below the joyous sounds of splashing waves and the welcoming voice of a room service operator. This is propaganda in its lowest form. It's propaganda for the First Lady's Let's Move campaign to fight childhood obesity. The first kids are setting an unwitting example. And although they don't know it, they are figuratively shouting from the Bahamas back to American kids, "Get off your fat asses. Do something. Do the very minimal. If nothing else, do what the average American child can do on spring break to combat obesity: snorkel some ruins. Cruise down a jungle slide. Swim with dolphins. Work your upper arms by hugging a sea lion. Dry off by doing some crunches in a private cabana. For God's sake, do something. Let's move." John David Kahn is the Minister of Culture for Breitbart News Network. Follow him on Twitter.